Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
It goes without saying, you're listening to Goes Without Saying with Seffi and Wing. I'm Seffi.
And I'm Wing.
And this is such a wholesome episode about how to live in the present moment and not be kind of riddled with anxiety and worry and overthinking and replaying the embarrassing thing you did in year 9 in the science lesson. This is just all about how to put your phone down, maybe live in your actual life on this planet with your fellow human beings. And it's very, very wholesome. I'm loving it. So enjoy.
Woohoo!
We're back.
Back again. Look at us go.
Back for more greedy gals.
Right on time.
Back for seconds.
They can't get enough of us.
Oh, I can't
How
wait.
How should we start this one, do you think?
Oh, I don't know.
How are you feeling just in life?
I'm feeling quite good. I think this morning I felt quite fragile. Like,
yeah.
I felt quite like, didn't get that much sleep. I almost felt quite like, is it going to be a gust of wind day? Like something could happen and you're going to be in tears. But actually, either nothing has happened or the mood has flipped around. Because I haven't been in floods
the
of tears.
The sleep is crazy, isn't it? Like it really does impact.
Massively. Yeah,
your whole day,
which is weird because I always kind of sleep kind of well. Like I'm
You've
quite
been
a snoozer.
Good sleeper, yeah.
So it's making me really empathize with you.
Thank you.
Because I know you don't sleep well.
Yeah,
and it's hard.
It is bad. When it's bad, it's bad.
It's really.
It's hard not to let something like that throw your whole day as well. It's very physical.
Yeah, it's almost like being hungry for the whole day. Yeah, you're gonna feel shit. Being tired for the whole day,
oh
it's like
God.
You're gonna feel fucking shit.
Definitely.
I hate it.
And almost what I don't like about it is like you look at the clock. It's 3 a.m. and it's like right. So now until like midnight tomorrow or tonight, yeah. I've decided it's a shit day. Like until I go to bed,
that's awful.
I'm gonna be miserable. It's horrible. It's not my. Do you know? What I mean?
I hate the thing anyway. Of you're lying there and it's getting light and it's like you're losing the hours, your precious
bad.
Hours.
Well, you know what I'm thinking at the moment? I was saying to you earlier, I feel like I have said this on the podcast, but I can't remember. My old therapist was talking about when she can't sleep.
Yeah, yeah.
She has this thing where she pictures the night sky as like a piece of like silk or like satin, the night sky with all the stars. And then she goes from left to right, like she's steaming it,
God,
like ironing
shiverable.
Out the creases, left to right, slowly, like working out all the creases.
Oh, God,
left
it's
to right,
honestly so
down,
nice.
And then up and down and up and down, like at each corner of the night sky is just like smoothing over. And I thought that was nice, but I also, it kind of links in with, I guess, the topic of the episode, which is like being present in the moment. Because at the moment, when I wake up in the night, which my sleeping, and I would even say insomnia, is not as bad.
It is insomnia.
As it
100%.
Has been. Yeah, it is insomnia. It's not good.
When I talk about your sleep, I say like, oh yeah, my friend Wing, like she has insomnia. I don't know if I've said that to your face, but you do.
No, but it's true behind my back. Yeah. No, you're so right because there were, honestly, like looking back, and I'm sure like I'm not like healed. My healing of insomnia, like, but like looking, I can see moments where I'm like, Jesus, I think I didn't sleep for like months.
I think of you as like, or
she
like if I text
sleep.
You at like 9 in the morning saying morning, I always think what a joke because she's probably been up since like 4.
Yeah.
And I'm always like morning at like 11.
It's not good, is it? But anyway, my new thing that I'm really trying so hard to do in my self-love era is, I'm being serious, saying it like a joke just to cover my back, but I'm also being deadly serious. Like don't cringe too much, but also I meant it. Is that when I'm, if I wake up, just, I'm trying to carry it throughout my life, but if I wake up in the night, I'm trying to really get into the, oh, it's so cozy. Mm-hmm. And like, think of all the good things, think of what I'm happy about. Like, just try and get a bit zen and be like, I'm in a bed. I've said this before on the podcast and it's so overwhelmingly wholesome, but it's like, I'm in my bed. Like, I can hear my dog and my boyfriend like breathing next to me. Like, it's so peaceful.
It's stunning.
Like, I'm so, like, I'm the luckiest girl in the world. I'm lucky girl.
She's a lucky girl. She's deluded.
I'm the luckiest girl in the world. And trying to kind of take the pressure out of it, of being like, shit, it's getting light, you need to sleep, you need to sleep, like the day's getting closer, you need to sleep, and just being like, you know what,
it's just
in the night, and that's all it is. You're up in the middle of the night, big deal.
It's just so, another bit of your life. It's just it's almost like, it's just another bit of my life. It's not, this is the time I should be asleep. It's like, no, it's
exactly,
just
it's like, take the pressure off, you're just a human being who couldn't sleep.
I love that, because I think also in the night when you wake up, for some reason the brain is a devil, and there's a little demon in there. It's not letting you sleep peacefully.
Devilish.
It wants to go through. It's got like an agenda of like bad things to go through.
Yeah, it does.
It's like item
one.
It does
have an agenda. Yeah.
It's bad.
That thing you did in year 10, awful, bad. Inexcusable.
Have you thought about this to worry about? I was like, oh my God.
How
I
do you sleep at night? Oh, you can't.
It's so bad. Like, the mind is a crazy thing at night. I always have to put on a podcast or like, I do my... like meditation sort of thing when I wake up in the night.
Exactly,
I do like a sleep meditation because it's like I just need another voice, not my voice in my head going around.
Shut this
round.
Girl up. Yeah, definitely. Well, okay, that's what we do when we're trying to sleep.
Yeah.
In life, I think we kind of get in cycles of being like, I just need to, I almost think we're kind of the types of people where sometimes we'll be together and we'll be like, I need to get into a dark room, or like,
oh,
we kind of crave
that.
I need to just sit down with a tea, or like, I need to get some fresh air. Like, we, I think, are quite like, just get in the shower, like rinse everything off.
We're quite sensory.
Sort of thing. We're very sensory and just need a refresh, like almost
every 20 minutes.
Close that hour. Yeah. On to the next one. Like, what am I doing now? Like, I need a fresh start.
Yeah.
I need January 1st. Like, yeah. Bring Monday back around. I think going outside is a huge one, getting in the shower is a huge one.
Huge.
Is there something about just tapping into like the human nature? And like, something I keep saying at the moment is like, unfortunately guys, like, despite your best efforts and all the things you want to achieve and all the ways you feel like your mind and your soul means more than just this, you are just human, and like, you will be held to human capacity. Like, there is only so much you can do. Like, you will have to go through shitty emotions. Like, some things are just part and parcel of the human experience. Having a shower and going outside and those sorts of things just like cut straight through and bring like the humanity back to a situation where you've been doing something really inhumane, like torturing yourself in the middle of the night or scrolling on your phone or just getting a bit lost
just in
your
the
head.
Ways we it's essentially self-harm in loads of ways. It's just like in loads of the ways that you just hurt yourself in life. Just do a painful thing. I'm just gonna search through an Instagram profile that I definitely should not be looking at.
And we are quite good at finding habits that feel comfortable in the moment but really destructive maybe long term. And I think, well, I'm speaking for myself, I'm saying we, but I mean I. And raise your hand, I, if you agree. I also think we're good at finding those shitty habits, like picking up little things like that along the way, and not so good at finding and like implementing ways that make us feel all right in the short term and help us out in the long term as well.
Definitely.
And they don't have to be big things.
Yeah, no, I think it has to be small things, really. Like,
yeah,
there's only so many things you can do in every situation.
Quickly go and run a marathon.
Yeah, no, it's like, oh well, I just, to feel better, need to fucking win X Factor. Sorry, not gonna fucking happen every day, Leona Lewis.
Leona Lewis.
Like,
iconic.
I always think it has to be small things. I used to have a real sort of coping mechanism that I would... This is even before I started like having yoga as a part of my life, but I used to, if I was feeling really anxious, do like a warrior two pose. If people know this pose, I'm sure they do. I would just go into like a public toilet and do that, and there's something about it, like, I think there are like it's like, must be,
that's funny,
insane. Also quite a huge pose to do, like, you need
it is,
your legs
you
are spread like your arms are outstretched.
To be honest, you're problematic, you're clogging the disabled toilets.
Oh,
in there.
For sure, you can't do that
because you're not doing that in a little McDonald's cubicle. No,
for sure. But like, almost, if I needed it to feel a bit like powerful for a moment, then like, there's, I remember my friend friend's mum telling me that like women before like big business meetings do this like power pose, and it's like a sort of superhero pose, and she's like, it's really common, women do it, like kind of girl boss energy, women do this thing before they do a big meeting. And I kind of probably forgot the pose and thought it's probably warrior too. So that feels a bit powerful. And
much more powerful than just hands on hips.
Oh, it's so much more powerful. You're a warrior. And I still do it. I did it the other day. I was really nervous for something. And I was like, fuck, I'm doing my little warrior pose. Like, that really does... It's actually like a coping mechanism. It actually changes, like, because in the way that it's like deep breathing slows down your heart rate, and then it's like your body kind of thinks that it's at peace or whatever. Like, I do think standing in a different way, when you're anxious or nervous or any of these things or not being present, it's like, yeah, your fucking shoulders are fucking hunched over. You fucking look like shit. Like, you're kind of in a ball.
Look
like
at you. You're a mess.
You're crippling yourself. Like, you no wonder. Mm-hmm. Then you're like, why do I feel anxious? Like, wait, how am I fucking standing? I'm like really not in my body. And I think so much of like getting out of the mind is why having a shower, going for a walk, all of these things, eating something. It's like, you need to get in your body. So I do think like things like yoga, if you can't do fucking yoga for 10 minutes, because sometimes you don't have 10 minutes, it's like, go into the fucking public toilet, do a little pose. And actually, it has really helped me.
And also like kind of something we said before, but like the silliness of that also kind of cuts through like the shit and like the noise in your head that feels so serious and like dark and depressing. It's like, actually, you can just be in a public toilet.
You can just be in a shit smeared loo.
Honestly.
Doing a yoga.
Not joking.
You can do that. Are there any little things that help you like that?
So many things. But also, I think the thing that is so funny about, it's kind of what I was saying earlier about being human, is like, when we say all of these things, it feels so silly.
Yeah, it's absurd.
Like, they feel like such small and sometimes mundane things, like have a shower. It's like in primary school being given like a wet towel and like go and get some fresh air and you'll be on your merry way.
Towel.
Like, exactly, a little blue paper towel and be done with it. Like,
that was
when
so
you wanted to be set home.
Patronizing. as if I couldn't do that
myself.
You just
need some fresh air. Yeah. Like those sorts of things. It feels so small and silly. But I think that's kind of the point for me anyway, is like taking myself out of like the severity of like how big a problem might feel in my head. I'm just going to park that for a moment. This like 5-year plan that suddenly I feel like I need to work on in the next 10 minutes.
Yeah.
I'm going to park that. I'm going to spend 5 minutes eating some soup. That'd be nice.
Sounds great.
Or like, just poke my head out the window, get some fresh air.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? If you can't bring yourself to go outside.
Put on a song.
Put on a song and just be so stupid and silly and like...
Yeah.
Almost irrelevant. Because I think when you're in that moment, for me anyway, when you're feeling really in your head and like, oh my God, you've just been spiraling.
It's bad times,
the bad place. You're in the pits. It feels really irrelevant to be like, get in the shower. It's like, are you taking the piss?
Out of
time. Like, you think I'm gonna fucking get in the shower? Like, what even is that? Like, no. And I'm so resistant. And I think part of that is the kind of desire in me to fight my humanity of like, but I'm more than just a human. Like, those things can't work on me.
You're so right.
But actually, they really do. They work on everyone unfortunately.
Yeah.
All those stupid things about drinking water and getting fresh air and exercising, like moving your body, eating something you like all of those dumb things that we think we're too big for, we're not too big for, unfortunately.
But this is the hilarious thing. It's almost like a plant not thinking it's a plant, or a plant trying to like, it's like, you know, you need water. It's like a plant, you know, it needs sunlight, water. And is that what a plant needs? Sunlight and water.
And even
that's
your
what it
friends.
Needs. It's like, if you haven't watered it, it's like, look, it's going to fucking die. It's like, you need...
Yeah, photosynthesis.
You need a lot more than what a plant needs. Photosynthesis.
Photosynthesis,
exactly.
We all know it.
Exactly.
We all know.
Photosynthesis.
We all know all about plants.
You need a lot more than that. You need social interaction. You need food. Mm-hmm. You need water. You need all the fucking shit. And also, because you are like, we're not just sort of basic humans living in like quite a basic little world. We've got fucking crazy shit. You also need crazy things like, you need validation. You need like kind of... good clothes to wear, like all of this shit to feel valid. It's like, yeah, it's complex. It's a complex world now. You don't just need food. You don't need just like a bit of bread. You need something that tastes nice and like, oh, I just kind of want a bit of like, want a bit of syrup on that. Like, you need...
Also, no, so true. Cover everything in syrup.
I cover everything in syrup.
I think as well, like, isn't it so easy when you look at your friends and like your friend is like going through something, or like someone you work with is like really struggling on a brief, or something's not going right for someone else, you can so easily see, like, just take yourself out of it, give yourself a moment, let's sit down and have a cup of tea, like, put your eyes on something else, like, get back to fresh eyes. When you come back to it, it will be okay, sort of thing. For other people, we can see it so clearly, but for some reason, a bunch of pick me's over here, we seem to think we're someone special. Yeah, we're the exception, but we're not.
You keep saying at the moment, I think it's so stunning, and it can't, do you know what? I'm annoyed at how much it's not hitting me, and I want it to hit me because it's great.
Because you know it's real.
You keep saying, like, you're only human, we're only human, all of this stuff, and I still think I have the thing in my head of, like, but I'm the exception. Like, I'm kind of the plant that doesn't want to be a plant. It's like, but I don't need that. Like,
but I do have all these things to stress about. Like, trust me, like, these things do matter. Like, blah, blah, blah.
Or just like, I just feel shit. I just feel shit. And it's fine. I can just, it's like, no, but you feel bad. Like, you feel, and that's, do you know, it's almost a thing of, like, people always say it, like, just feel the emotions. And I think I have something in me, and I'm sure so many people have this as well, where it's like, I don't want to feel it. Like, I hate, it sounds so simple, I hate the feeling of being sad. I fucking despise it. Like,
you know what's a bad one? Being ill.
Oh, it's awful. So dumb to say this. They are so bad. And like,
she's
someone
never
being
been
like,
ill, guys. She's never been
being ill. I hate being sad, guys. I like being happy. But like, I also think a lot of people don't hate being sad. A lot of people are quite comfortable in being sad, which, you know, is a whole thing. But like, being sad, I don't want to feel it. So the easy thing to do is be like, I'll just distract myself and I'll just brush it under. Like, I'll just do a whole thing. But with your whole thing of like, you're just human, like, kind of just like feel shit for a bit. I feel like I can't do it yet. I really struggle with just like feeling sad. I want to fix it instantly. I want to like get my resolution and just be like, but I could be happy if I just do this one thing, and then I try and do it and it doesn't, like, it's like, just feel like fucking shit for a bit. What's the worst that's going to happen if you feel shit for a day or a week, when however long? You just feel shit for that long. But for some reason it feels so deep. Like, I cannot feel shit. It's like, you can though. You can.
It's also when you're so zoomed in, like almost like there's a 5,000 piece puzzle and you're looking at one of the pieces
trying to be like, what is this, what is the image,
what the fuck is this, I hate it, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, but zoom out and it's like, I'm trying to think what's your favorite thing. I was gonna say a donut. It's like a huge donut, and it's like, god, you thought you hated this one thing,
but you were just looking at
it's
a bit of bread
part of
on
the bigger
side.
Thing, it's like, on the grand scheme of your life, and then even broader, in the grand scheme of humanity and existence on earth, to be so hung up on something you saw on your phone last night, or you saw on someone else's phone last night. Oof. Dot dot dot. Sorry,
god, that's the killer.
That would be the killer. Yeah, it's not good. That is so consuming, and it's really hard to break that spell.
It's really,
but it kind
hard,
of does feel like breaking a spell. And once you do, the perspective is everything. Yeah. You zoom out and see the bigger picture of life, that like you are just kind of irrelevant.
Yeah, which is so freeing.
It's the best thing to be. The best thing to be.
It really is the best thing you can be, because it's also the only truth. Like, it's just like, then your life is yours. If you're irrelevant, or if you are the truth of it, which is like a tiny thing on another tiny thing that we think is a big thing, i.e. the planet going around another tiny thing, which is the sun, which we think is a big thing, like, it's actually like, god, we're so small, which means that you're fucking free. You don't have to do anything then. Like, you don't have to do anything that you don't, like, you do have to do loads of shit you don't want to do, but it's like, you're free from the judgment then, because you don't judge a speck of dust on a tiny little rock in the garden.
You probably don't really judge other humans as much as you judge yourself.
No way. Fuck no. No way.
Definitely not. And also, like, what are you doing over there?
I am just moving a bit of dust off my fluffy little sock. It's like a it's like a bobble.
It sounded like you were brushing your hair. Oh, nice.
It's like a little bobble on my sock. But also, I'm going to text my brother and say, shut the fuck up.
Also, I would love to ask, I would love to delve into your mind, if you wouldn't mind. Like, how many times, it's kind of a rhetorical question, but also I invite you to explore it with me. How many times in your life have you been so overwhelmingly, devastatingly disappointed in something happening in yourself, even, like, so excruciatingly pained by something you were in that moment, and now you can't even really access that pain?
Oh,
like,
my god,
even
so
if you
many.
Try.
Oh my god, I love, you know, that so much. Like, I've been thinking a lot about kind of romantic relationships recently.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I've been thinking about it. Yeah. It's a thing that's relevant in a few ways.
Okay.
And ooh. I was thinking, just because there's been some points recently where I've been thinking about, like, all the times I've been kind of, like, upset about, like, a romantic thing,
yes.
like, not going to my specific plan of it. And now they're just people that I once knew. Like, I once,
it's
like...
wild.
I once, like, cried over you. Like, I'll, like, see someone on Instagram. It's like, God, I cried over you. Like, I was devastated that you replied saying, like, okay, cool. And you didn't ask me a question. Like,
yeah.
It's ridiculous. Yeah. Like, it's actually ridiculous. Yeah. Like, when I sometimes I've tried to think of it, like... I always think it's really healthy to try and put it in perspective, like when you are in the depths of basically romantic desire and your brain is literally mush, like you are making irrational, so you're coming to rational conclusions in there.
Yeah.
It's really helpful to think of like when you've thought of that in the past and now what you think of them. And it's like, God, you've cried over blah, blah, blah. Like, and that's embarrassing. Like,
it's kind of like it's convenient that you're doing the same thing with this guy that you're convinced is like it's gonna be this and this and blah blah blah, when you know you did it this time and this time and this time and now you feel very differently.
And I just,
not to invalidate your emotions in the moment, but just to give you some perspective
everything.
Of like feelings are very fleeting.
And that's why perspective goes. And I think that's why it's useful to have, I don't know, to allow yourself to like properly feel it in each of the things, because then you have context for like how deluded the brain can go when it's when it's liking someone. I think
we'll spare you the details, guys, but take my word for it, the brain gets quite delusional in our experience.
In 100% it's not to be trusted. And I think like the amount of times people have like written over the years about like, I mean, I can't even remember it, but I'm sure there's like a million kind of Shakespearean quotes about like you're dumb as fuck when you like someone. Like, you're fucking dumb as shit. Like, you will romanticize the scrap of all scraps. And I'm not saying anyone's a scrap at all that I am interested in, but like I have in the past been able to romanticize the scrappiest of people.
Anyone.
And I'm sure we all have, because they fit into a certain narrative that you've managed to you've managed to cast them as the perfect part that you've written in your story of your life. And it's a dangerous game, but I think looking back on the like devastation I've felt over ridiculous things that I look back on now, it allows me to like see that the devastation that I would be feeling over like literally the most ridiculous smallest
just
things.
Just irrelevant.
It's like,
and also
it's nothing.
And it goes across like not even just people, but like romanticizing a job opportunity and suddenly
everything.
You're picturing your life in a whole new way.
Or where you envisioned
anything.
Yourself to live.
Exactly.
It's nothing.
There are so many things, almost like the potential of things. Then when they don't go your way, it's really valid to be in the moment and be feeling a certain way about that.
But that's the thing that's really hard. That
you've got through it every time before.
But that's, I really dislike the emotion of sadness.
Yeah.
And of rejection. And of anything that even stinks. A whiff of rejection. It's not even a rejection, but it is reminiscent of a rejection.
So what's your response? What's your response in that moment? Like, realistically, like, what's your ideal response that you think is a good thing to do?
Oh, I don't know.
When you start feeling bad? And what is the reality of what you do?
Say you've got a text that you don't like. Because I feel like that is so much of the dating experience is
world.
Over the mm-hmm. fucking phone, which is absolutely bizarre. Mm-hmm. Say you get a text from someone that you didn't think was caring enough, or like they didn't follow your script, essentially.
They didn't send the text properly.
Yeah, yeah, they didn't send bad text. They didn't send it right. They didn't do whatever you were expecting.
Follow the script.
They didn't do it.
Yeah.
Put the phone down. Go away from the phone.
Step one.
First step is put the phone down. Good. Okay, read it once. Read it twice. Check, write your list, check it twice. Put the phone down, get out of the room. Maybe get outside, talk to someone. Mm-hmm. I would say distract. Like, I think the worst thing you can do is keep going back and back over it, mm-hmm. analyze the grammar, unpack. Mm-hmm. And then the bit that I fall down on is the bad impulse would be, I want to fix it. Like, I would want to go in and text and be like, what did you mean? Like, and basically get them to be like, oh shit, no, sorry, that was an accident. I actually meant, I'm in love with you, you're perfect, blah, 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 blah.
Of course, yeah.
I want to get my my answers.
So. Mm-hmm.
But say they come back and say, they don't say that, then it just becomes apparent that it's not going to go your way, for example.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what I do with that. Then you're in the upset bit, which I don't like being in. That's the bit that's shit. And I don't know what the answer for that is. I think it's just for me. I have to be around my friends at that point.
Well, it's kind of, you're doing the question of like being lost and spiraling and then trying to get yourself back into the present moment.
Yeah.
Versus feeling shit, not wanting to feel shit and like resisting.
I think I have a massive resistance. Emotion. It's just like, get me. In a mild shitness thing, I do think getting out and like not spiraling over and over and over in your head is a good thing.
Yeah.
But pushing away an emotion that, to be honest, is inevitable. Like, you're going to...
I'm valid.
You're going to feel it. Yeah, it's totally valid. And also, like, there's no way around it. Can't go over it, can't go under it.
No, you've got to go
fucking right through it.
It's not looking good. You've got to go right through that
thing. Really do. Like, there is no way. Like, whether you put it off for a week and you kind of like busy yourself through it, you're going to fucking feel it at some point. I think you're better off just fucking feeling it, but I hate it. I hate it. I hate it. I hate it.
Well, it's also kind of the thing of like, how would you react to any other human, but let's say a human that you care about, just because I think if it was a stranger, you might not care. You might be like, fuck off, I don't have time for this. But say it's a human that you care about comes to you and says, oh my God, like, I've been reading this text, it's made me feel really shit. Like, I really like this person. I feel a little bit rejected or like unwanted by this person. Like, I feel sad. Like,
I think that's kind of what I've been trying to do at the moment with like, especially in terms of like romantic things, but also like in terms of everything. I've been really trying to like almost have the zoom out of like the pain that you're feeling in yourself, or like the emotions you're feeling in yourself, and being like, oh my God, and running riot with it, but almost writing like, just in my mind, one sentence that describes it. It's like, you're a girl that's 26 years old who just blah 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 blah, and now you're feeling however way about it. It's like, oh, okay, like that makes perfect fucking sense.
That I can get behind.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Basically, it's just me clinging to narrative in every way.
Quite like it.
It's like, it's almost like, how would I write the movie tagline of how I'm feeling right now?
Mm-hmm.
In a world with a girl who's 26. She has a podcast. She's got blonde hair.
To be honest, a film you'd probably want to go and see.
Yeah.
All of a sudden.
It's like, oh, right, okay, so it's not that bad. It's like, I'm doing the first scene. If I'm waking up at 4 a.m. and I can't sleep, that's just the first scene in the movie. That's just before the montage kicks in. Like,
it's dramatic opening.
I can get
Ivor Tiger is
that.
Playing in the background.
Get into that. Like, I don't need to thrive at every moment to be the star. Like, for it to make sense. Like, it's okay. It like truly is okay to feel shit. Like, it is just really unpleasant. I think that's the bit that it's just really fucking unpleasant. But it's not evil or anything like that.
Do you think you worry more about, just in terms of like being present in the right now, in the here and now, are you more focused in life, do you think, like when you get in your head, do you think more about the past or and things that have gone wrong in the past and things like that, or the future and things that might go wrong?
Future. I think I really think about, like, unless I'm thinking of like a cringe, like, oh god, that literally like sends shivers down my spine. Why did I say that? Why did I do that? I think I worry about the future more than I worry about the past.
Yeah.
I think I worry about, like, I think I'm more of an anxious worrier than like an overthinker of like past things. I think I'm always prepping for doom and disaster and just like
fair enough. Yeah.
And like, because I almost
can see why. Yeah, scary literally. World.
Also, like, because I like the way that things have worked out, or I'm pretty happy with, I was actually thinking this the other day, I'm really happy with like all my decisions. Like, almost if I That's was to nice. Look at the course of my life, obviously there are some small things that I would do differently and all of this stuff. But I
intriguing.
Overall, like, just small things, like, oh, I shouldn't have said that, you fucking idiot. Or like, shouldn't have, like, why would you do that?
Yeah.
But like, really, when I look back, it's like I actually can stand by all of my decisions, I think. So, but then I think in the future it's like, oh, but what if things don't work out? Like, oh my god, like, what if I did, like, how am I gonna fuck this up? Like, what, like, or just like, nothing's gonna work out for me, kind of thing. Just the ridiculous mindset. But actually, that's when I have the whole, I mean, we've said it time and time again in this podcast.
Time and time again.
It brings me so much, like, comfort just to do the whole, like, I relinquish all control and trust the timing of life quote. Because it's like, you do trust the way it's worked out. Every year that goes by, you're still confident in who you are and the decisions you've made. And actually, like, in a deep way, or, like, in the most internal way, confident in the way you fucking yourself. Do things, like, you know who you are and you know how you fucking do things. If you just keep doing that, really, anything that's in your control, hopefully you will understand why you've done it and be able to stand by it in fucking 5 years time, hopefully.
And accepting that, but part of that is going to be like, almost that includes all the mistakes and the shitty things and all of
and
that,
and you're gonna be unbearable at times. Annoying, embarrassing, cringe, stupid,
all the things,
just like dumb. But like, that's not the point. Like, that's not I don't want to live the neat life. Like, I really don't want to live the neat life where it all like all the things that have happened in the past, it's not like everything's gone to plan. Everything's very much strayed from the plan. So now I don't have a plan. Like, I'm not really into like making a big plan of my life, because I know that that's not where it that's not where any of the fun is. Do you worry more about the past or the future or the present?
It's hard to say. I think I've been thinking something while you were speaking. I was thinking, you're really erring so close to this thing that I was going to say. And I was like, oh, do I save it for another episode? Because I honestly feel like we could frame a whole episode around it. But it's really shifted my perspective on things. People have probably heard it all before and like, it's not going to hit, but it really hit me. So this is for you, Harry. Yeah. If it hits, it hits. Basically, the idea of like, if however this came to be, it came to you in a dream. If you came to know the knowledge that you had, for example, 52 rejections, 52 things go wrong before your dream thing happens. Wow. So you have everything you could ever want in the 53rd go, but you have 52 no's up until that point.
How much
does that liberate
Let's
you?
Let's get a Black Mirror episode on this.
Then we start going out looking for rejection and putting ourselves out there and having fun and trying new things, because we know
that it's going to go
right.
Even
if we fail, well, we'll still get closer to the 53rd thing, that's which is where my dreams are at.
Amazing. I fucking love that. You need to write a movie on that.
Like, that's iconic, isn't it?
It's just almost like, hand me my fucking piece of paper that tells me my numbers. Like, I want my stats.
It's like, could be thousands of no's, but it's like, well, suddenly getting rejected and getting the no's and like,
they become
excited. It becomes like, you see the opportunity and it becomes that cliche thing of like, one door closed, another one opens, like, you're on the
it's
right
track.
All
life.
Of those fucking annoying things. Yeah, honestly, I've seen it just change your life over the course of the 5 seconds. Like,
I love that.
I saw it go through. It's good, isn't it?
Yeah, that makes it fun. And you know, I'm
it
always
does.
Up
it
for
makes
some
it
fun.
So fun.
Like, that makes it a fun thing.
It's like, little do you know that what's waiting for you after all these shit things.
Also, what's quite funny and kind of cool about it is, there is a number. You don't know what the number
is. You just don't know it.
But there is one. Like, that kind of is true. Like, there is a number of times things go wrong for you until things go right. And also, like, then things go wrong again and things go right. Like,
exactly.
There's
yeah,
so
yeah.
many amazing, like, oh God, it's actually so cool. When we stop looking at life so binary as like, I'm just working towards getting this thing that I want. It's like, actually, like, there's a whole fucking, it's the fucking cheesiest quote of all time. It's the journey, not the destination. It's like, then you, once you get so the true. Thing on your 53rd go, you see that it's not even about the thing. It was about all the things you learned.
It was
on
about
the
50, all the other shit.
Two,
yeah.
on the 17th, on the 20th.
That's revolting.
It's that,
how true
though.
That is. Yeah, no, you're so right.
How,
that's completely
how
it.
Positive can we get?
I know, it's a bit insane, actually. Don't quite recognise myself.
No.
Well, that was nice.
That was really nice. What a wholesome little sparkling
so wholesome.
Episode.
Honestly, I think that's kind of the crux, though, is just like, if we can remind you guys, it's not that deep, like, you're going to be yeah. okay. You've done it before.
Yeah.
You're going to be all right.
It truly isn't that deep. Like, when you think we're just little bits of dust on a tiny little rock.
Mm-hmm. Well, on that note,
if you don't hear from us, assume the worst.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.